It's time for Namely 90s. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, oh, God, stop. Dun, dun.
Welcome to Namely 90s. The podcast that takes you back to the time before smartphones, Google, and Y2K. Join your hosts as they relive the pop culture that shaped a generation and the parts that many people wish they could forget. Listen in to the conversation about how the decade defined those who spent their childhood there and how it shaped them as adults. So, turn down the grunge and dial up the internet. Let's get started. It's time for Namely 90s.
All right, you're listening to Namely 90s. This is the October 1996 episode. Thanks for joining us. My name's Andrew. Over there we've got Brandon.
That's me.
And we welcome you to the show. You can find us online at namely90s.com. We are also on Twitter, and you can find us at namely90s. That's with a 90s. There was like a weird sound coming from weird. Okay, hi. Twitter, namely 90s, the 90s. This is a good intro. How are things going over there?
Very organic.
No, I guess. Jeez.
It's sunny again, but colder. It got really hot last week. As you might have, if you saw the visual episode last week, I was sweating like a pig. It's a high of mid-70s today, which is very nice.
Sounds decent. Weather's definitely changing over here, you know, kind of more fall-ish. So, it turns out, you know, out here you have to get your sprinklers blown out. So we're scheduled for a blowout at the end of the month.
Oh, to get the water out of the line so they don't freeze during the winter.
Yeah, because allegedly they'll freeze and explode and cause major problems. So that's happening. Real exciting times over here, I'll tell you what.
Wow. Very entertaining, interesting, for our listeners as well. Organic. You know, I brought this up a couple episodes ago, possibly, that they were releasing a classic Super Mario All-Stars 3D.
Nice.
Which includes Super Mario 64, Super Mario Sunshine, and Super Mario Galaxy. Which I bought because while I'm pretty sure I have a GameCube disc of Super Mario Sunshine somewhere, it hasn't been re-released for any platform since the GameCube. And I don't feel like booting up my Wii. And I played through Super Mario 64. Terrible game.
Yeah, really, really bad.
Thank you. I'm
with you.
I know it's the first 3D platformer, which set the benchmark for all other 3D platformers, but god awful. I didn't play it as a kid. Sorry, I keep cutting you off. I didn't play it as a kid, but I got it when they re-released it as Super Mario 64 DS, which they polished and added four or three other characters that had different like jumping characteristics to make it more tolerable. Right. But no, in its unadulterated original form, it's terrible.
It feels vaguely unfinished and sort of just cold and just really, it just doesn't feel right. I think probably has to do a lot with like bad textures. I mean, this was early in the 3D sort of world with stuff, but I feel like if I did a tutorial on how to make a 3D game, I could actually produce that. I mean, that's probably, you know what I mean? But it has that quality to it.
Well, so they developed that concurrently with Ocarina of Time, but they wanted for launch on the 64. So they pushed it.
Different world.
Yeah. I think they pushed the development. Like you can see some of the, like the water temple features. There's similar puzzle mechanics in Super Mario 64. Mm-hmm. It was unenjoyable getting all 120 stars. There's the level TikTok clock or something like that, and it's plagued by camera issues, which they didn't bother to like just take your analog, like right analog stick on the Switch to map a camera to, just to make, you know, quality of life a little bit better. Yeah. So I just thought I'd throw that bombshell for all of our 90s kids that loved Super Mario 64.
An unpopular opinion. That's typically me that's doing that. So I know. I'm proud of you.
Like I never owned it. I had a 64, but, my first 64 game was Mario Kart. My cousins had Super Mario 64, which we played like a few times together. But mostly they would just take me to the penguin slide or penguin.
Well,
racing.
Of course, Mario Kart has just an awful graphics as well, but it's a great game to make up for it. So
I think they are better graphics than Super Mario 64. Again, it was like the first 3D game essentially consoles. And yeah, it was surprising that it didn't meet what I thought, because everyone loves that game, and it's
I don't understand
why
of that nature. So yeah,
I love classic games.
Wow. Well, why don't we go into this whole October 1996 thing? What did you find out was going on?
Oh, I thought you were doing the research this time.
Oh boy. Well, we'll see you next time. Ooh, before I forget, shout out to the old work crew. I don't really have a name for them. The Snohomies, I guess. So I wanted to give them some love here. I'm not going to say their names because they may not give me permission to do that.
Weren't you supposed to shout out one person in particular?
Yes. Because, a couple of weeks ago we talked about Jeff. So I do have to shout out Christine.
There you go.
Hello to Christine, one of the original Snohomies. The other two will remain nameless at this point just because this is awkward. I'm sorry. And they didn't give me permission necessarily.
Thank you to all my friends and family that have listened that I either don't know that you are or appreciate that you are doing so. And yes, not shouting your names out like a WHRE. So let's take you back to October 1996. But and again, thank you to the Slow Homies for listening to us, especially you, Christine. Spread the word. October 6th, Senator Bob Dole and President Clinton meet for their first presidential debate. Also on the 6th, in stark contrast, Lois and Clark get married on The New Adventures of Superman. That's the Terry Hatcher, Dean Cain Superman series.
Yeah.
I get told every once in a while that I look like Dean Cain, especially now that he's getting fat.
Is he becoming Asian?
Or is he not Asian? I'm pretty sure he's like half, he's half some sort of Polynesian, I want to say.
Okay, well, I'll look into that. You keep talking.
Okay. And then also on October 6th, in real life, Faith Hill marries Tim McGraw. Faith Hill, at the time, she was 29. Tim McGraw was 45. On the 7th of October, a small upstart news channel called Fox News launches. No. Yeah. On the 9th, Bella Hadid, who is a model that I didn't realize is this young, was born. On the 10th, we have Turner Broadcasting Company merged into Time Warner, which essentially means TBS is now owned by the WB. Or
the WB.
Or Time Warner.
No, just Adam Carolla had to do this. He had to do this like promotion for them back in the 90s when they were on Loveline. Mm-hmm. And they had, the whole campaign was that it was called the WB. They had to do this whole thing. It's horrendous. God, a terrible network.
I do remember the WB. On the 14th, Madonna gives birth to a daughter, first of her six children.
Is that the one she adopted from Africa?
No, this is the one she physically gave birth to.
I was confused as how that worked, you know?
You know, while you have three kids, you're confused how reproduction and adoption works.
Yeah, well, apparently.
I'm going to give you a list of, I believe, 12 names, and you are going to guess the four names that make up her actual name. Are you ready?
I'll try.
Okay. We have Cloud, Leon, Lightning, Abba, Lords, Ciccone, Madonna, Maria, Louise, Faith.
So four of those names make up a name?
Yes, her daughter's name.
Is the first one Cloud?
No.
Shoot. That was my,
11 left.
Madonna.
Is in there. Madonna is not in there.
Oh, geez. Marie.
It was Maria, but yes, Maria is one of them. You have. Is it the go ahead and guess the placement.
Maria is the third.
Oh, so close. It's the second.
The second. So Maria. This is too hard. I forgot them all already.
Okay, you have left Leon, Lightning, ABBA, Lords, Ciccone, Louise, and Faith.
I'm going with Faith.
That is also incorrect.
Lords.
Yes, that is the first name.
Lords.
Maria. Lords Maria. Maria. And two last names. No cheating. We have Leon, Lightning, ABBA, Ciccone, Louise.
I'm going to go with Ciccone is one of them.
Yes, that is the third.
Ciccone, Lightning.
You're in the last name section, so Lightning's incorrect. We have Leon, ABBA, Louise.
Louise. ABBA.
Wow.
The other one.
Leon is
Leon. So what is the complete name, please?
Lords Maria Ciccone Leon.
That's horrendous.
Well, I'm pretty sure Ciccone is the male's last name and Leon's Madonna's actual last name.
Wow.
Yeah. But there's no hyphen as far as I'm aware. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought that was fun. And you may have noticed I threw in some extra Final Fantasy names that you guessed over her actual name.
You forgot Squall.
Squall is Leon.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
And on the 20th.
By the way, how hopelessly impractical is that gun blade? Like, where's the projectile coming from?
Oh, you want to talk gun blade? What about Cloud's, like, giant-ass buster sword? It's
okay, just, well, fair
it's
enough.
It's like wielding a surfboard.
A surfboard made of basically, like, tempered steel.
Also, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Isn't there a YouTube channel that makes all those like impractical swords? And they made
what's it
both
made out of
anyway like sheet metal. on the 20th, Fox broadcast its first World Series. Congratulations, Fox!
Yep, Fox up and coming mm-hmm. at that time.
Oh yeah, October 25th, Paula Abdul gets married to some sportswear designer that I didn't bother to write his name down. Because who cares? And finally, on the 26th, the Yankees win the World Series over the Atlanta Braves in Game 6.
Speaking of Fox News, did you hear that thing about how they banned one of their frequent guests that's on there for calling Kamala Harris an insufferable lying bitch on Twitter?
Wow.
Yeah. When Fox News is banning you, that's when you know you're probably overdoing it a little bit, honestly. Yeah,
this feels weird to say, but good for you, Fox News.
Well, I was listening to this interview with Dave Ramsey was talking to Megyn Kelly. I think she's a former Fox News person, and she's like, I'm just starting a new podcast because I'm looking forward to being, you know, to being able to say whatever I want. And I'm like, how is that not true when you were at Fox?
Fair enough.
Anyway, sorry. Carry on.
So moving on to television premieres, since we are still in the kind of premiere area. On the 1st, Animal Planet and Discovery Civilization, now Investigation Discovery, both channels launch. On the 4th, we have Discovery Science, which is now known as the Science Channel.
Yes.
Which all they do is play Mythbusters all day.
And how it's made.
And yep. For some reason, the one time I watched it during the summer, a bunch of like ghost stories. Science.
Yeah. Science.
Okay. On the 7th, as I mentioned, Fox News launches, which means all the classic Fox News shows, including The O'Reilly Factor, Hannity and Colmes, etc., etc. Also on the 7th, Arthur premiered on PBS, which I found out today is still running and making new seasons.
Okay.
Arthur, you mentioned Arthur before.
Was he a walrus? No, wallaby or What was he? Aardvark.
That's Aardvark is correct. Also on the 7th, Hey Arnold, football head. That premiered on Nickelodeon. Another Nickelodeon show on the 11th was Kablam. On the 13th, on Nick Jr., The Wubulous World of Dr. Seuss premiered. I had forgotten I watched that at one point. On the 20th, The Ren and Stimpy Show ends. Stoners.
That show was really weird.
It was. On the 25th, Millennium premieres on Fox.
Was that the one with Nathan Fillion or something? Or
you're thinking of Serenity or Firefly. Millennium is it's in the X-Files, or no, it's created by Chris Carter, I want to say.
Oh yeah, that sounds vaguely familiar.
I thought it was the one, the X-Files spinoff, but it's not. With the nerdy guys.
The Lone Gunman, that was like the spinoff. That was bad.
Yeah. Millennium, I think, again, also only lasted for like a year and had a cult following. I don't know. Never watched it. On the 27th, finally, Papa Video premieres on VH1.
I just want to go back to that last point, which is basically if you produce any sort of sci-fi media, there will be a group of people, no matter how god awful it is, that are super into it. Just saying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure if we ever get big enough, we'll get comments by people that are like, oh, Millennium was the best sci-fi show on Fox.
Yeah.
In the box offices, we have on the 4th, D3, The Mighty Ducks. Worst one in the franchise. Also on the 4th, That Thing You Do. And Vertigo, a re-release of the classic 1960s movie. Hitchcock, I believe.
No familiarity whatsoever.
Yeah, you wouldn't. What's would new? On the 11th, The Long Kiss Goodnight. No idea. And on the 18th, Swingers, which I always confuse with Singles, which we talked about in a previous episode. And this is the one that stars Vince Vaughn.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And then finally in the Billboard charts, number one is still The Macarena by Los Del Rio from the beginning of August. And then continuing on for the second week in October, we have at number two, I Love You Always Forever by Donna Lewis. Number three, It's All Coming Back to Me Now by Celine Dion. Number 11, You'll Learn / You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette. Number 16, Counting Blue Cars by Dishwalla. Number 17, Give Me One Reason by Tracy Chapman. And number 19, Who Will Save Your Soul by Jewel. No new contenders. I'm pretty sure those were all listed last time we did.
Yeah, and then I made the classic and always expected reference to Star 101.5 with Kent Nailed in the Morning. Every time.
Every time now. It's just every time. So I thought we'd talk about, well, anywhere you want to go.
No, I'll let you take it. You tell me what you want to cover this time. I feel like I interjected a lot, so.
I mean,
I have the memory of a goldfish.
That's organic, man.
I have the memory of a goldfish, so I can't remember anything you just said.
Fair enough. I thought you take notes while I say things, at least.
I had been, but then you told me I was typing too much, so I stopped.
That's fair.
I'm a very clacky typer.
Well, I wanted to talk about Hey Arnold real quick.
Okay.
The classic Nicktoon that I haven't watched in over 20 years and don't remember much about.
Yes, his head was shaped like a football.
Yep.
Is he somehow related to Stewie from Family Guy?
You know,
his older brother?
He could be the father. From that episode. He lives with his grandparents. I'm pretty sure it's in New York or some facsimile of New York. There's an angry girl that likes him named Olga Pataki. Helga.
Is that the one with the crazy hair, or is that his sister?
Crazy hair. Not his sister. She has a crush on him. I think it's Helga. Her older sister is like the beautiful, perfect girl named Olga. And then there's Stoop Kid, who was featured in an episode. He's always hanging out on the stoop, doing Stoop Kid things. And then I remember the girl that had like a red shirt and like black hair. Oh, and then there was the Asian girl that hung out with Olga.
It seemed like they attempted to have sort of a multicultural sort of cast.
Oh yeah,
It was right at the time when that was happening, you know,
the black best friend. I want to say Gerald.
If you're wrong about that, it is Gerald.
Okay, and then they did the handshake where they would like lock hands and do the thumb woogie-doo,
right?
Or was that? Wait, woogie woogie.
I don't know.
That was Rocket Power. And then, I don't know.
Same difference.
I liked Rocket Power too. The two episodes that really stick out in my head, there was an opera episode where the class had a field trip to go to the opera. And they did, I think, three different, I want to say the Puccini operas. I know because.
That sounds like an Italian dish. I don't know. You know what I mean? Well, I love the meat Puccini with the I don't know.
I mean, it is an Italian person, so
yeah,
and an Italian opera composer. Because I know for a fact they did Carmen, and because that was Helga's fantasy. She falls asleep or something and dreams of football head suiting her through the course of the opera Carmen, although instead of and then I know they did Pagliacci because the fat kid became the crying clown.
My question is, why is his head shaped like a football? I mean, I'm just gonna ask.
Birth defect. I mean, all their heads were shaped in different ways, weren't they?
True. And Gerald's head, when you look at it, it implies that like he has like this tall flat top thing going on.
Yep.
It implies that his skull and skin actually extend upward about a foot and then are surrounded by hair. That's kind of what it looks like.
Oh yeah. Yep.
It's creeping me out, man.
It is pretty creepy. Unless that's just, yeah. Yeah, no.
His head just comes to a rapid flat top or point. Like it's stressing me out. I don't know. I'm looking at a picture of it.
I mean, it's cheaper than having that much to spend on hairspray every day.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the other episode I remember is the Orson Welles episode. So they hack into their radio system and broadcast a fake news report. You know the story. Orson Welles did a radio play in I think New York or Chicago or something where he was like, the aliens are coming, and it was all just a giant prank, but people were scared out of their mind. That
would you just get heavily fined by the FCC and probably go to jail?
I mean, if it wasn't in a cartoon, but I don't think the FCC existed back then.
In the 1990s?
No, when Orson Welles did it
originally. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I was talking about in the cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
The next episode is Hey Arnold navigates litigation with the federal government. That's it.
I think there were feds in that. Like they did a pirate radio broadcast from like a water tower or something. I don't remember. But I thought those were like two big references that I'd never understood as a kid, but now as an adult, kind of appreciate.
There is a Hey Arnold Guide to Relationships available on Amazon.com.
Wow, we should buy that and review it.
Step one, smash your head into the shape of a football.
Also, strangely enough, that's what's in the first page of Stewie's Guide to Relationships.
Yeah.
I also thought we should talk about that thing you do.
And what is that thing?
The movie is,
I don't know the movie. Do you recall this movie?
No,
specifically.
I think I saw it once, but it stars Tom Hanks. Essentially it's like a take on like one hit wonders from like the 50s and 60s.
Wow. That sounds really boring.
It is, but at the same time, it's like, so if I remember the plot correctly, it's this like band of crooners, slow crooners. They formed a high school band for a talent show, and then their drummer gets injured, and so they hire a new drummer, and while they're doing like their first performance in front of a talent scout or something, the drummer picks up the tempo, and then their one song, their like slow crooner song that they had been practicing, gets turned into this upbeat fun song called That Thing You Do. Like,
okay,
you must have heard the song at some point.
I'm sure that I have. Yeah, I should know the name probably.
They say That Thing You Do all the time, and then Tom Hanks becomes their manager, and it's it becomes one of those cliche band stories about fame and not having enough, whatever, not sticking together, blah blah blah. But it was really popular, and it launched that song onto the Billboard charts. And I'm pretty sure it hits. I think it dethrones the Macarena at some point.
Thank goodness someone finally did it.
Or possibly not. But it does. They do. It does go pretty high. But yeah, it's like you doing that thing you do, breaking my heart into a million pieces. Don't remember the rest of it.
Darn.
But it's like
you're not going to read the lyrics extensively until I tell you to stop.
No, because I figure one, we did that last episode, and two, we would play a different game based around Fox News. Because
is it something around like, is it something that someone on Fox News said or someone that, oh, never mind, I'm not going to go there.
Well, to be fair, so this all happened because of a Twitter thing where I was like, I saw a quote that our current president said and was just like, that's pretty much indistinguishable from what Emperor Palpatine said.
Can I just throw out, I think everyone knows that there is inherent bias in the media, whether it is Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, whoever. And there are some things you can try to do, certain networks that are theoretically less biased. But I do think that there's often some pretty entertaining fodder for what some of the things that happen on Fox or that are said over there. So,
I mean, to be fair, each of the three channels that you mentioned at some point during their broadcast day, well, I'm not sure if Fox News does it anymore, has an actual news segment.
Yeah, right. Oh, imagine that.
Yeah. I know CNN, while, yes, biased towards the left, they actually do fact check everything.
They do, but you can see it in the way that it's written sometimes, where or instead of using like, oh, the stock market went down 300 points, they're like, the stock market plummeted. It's like, okay, let's just settle down.
I mean, you know what I mean? I only watch The Daily Show, which is not even a news show. It's a fake news show before fake news was a thing. The news media. If you want proper unbiased news, watch BBC News worldwide.
I feel like they're pretty good. Yeah.
I might be biased because I'm part Japanese, but NHK World has a pretty
And for the record, balanced. Dean Cain is part Japanese. He is. I thought he was just.
Seriously? Not.
So, part. I mean,
oh, Dean Cain.
Dean Cain.
I thought you said Howard Dean.
Howard Dean.
Since we switched to politics.
Paula Dean? No. She's half butter, honestly.
Yes, and definitely the other half is not Japanese. Dean Cain. Yeah, I thought he was part Japanese. Anyway,
turns out he is.
Yeah, which is why I kind of look like him from time to time.
Well, also the picture on his Wikipedia profile is him doing like the gym look almost, which is super funny because you do that all the time.
I do that all the time.
Gymming the camera. Anyway.
All right. So my game is called Trump or Palpatine because I'm a Star Wars fan. And you asked me to do this. So I spent an afternoon collecting
Trump and Palpatine quotes.
Yes, sir. So I practiced. Do you want me to read the lines twice? One in Palpatine's voice, one in Trump's voice. Well, not Trump's voice, but Alec Baldwin doing Trump's voice.
Let's try it on one and see how it goes. If it's really catastrophic, we'll probably just go out of reading them.
Let me just get into character. Something, something dark side. I'm only thinking of Chandler quotes right now. I have the very best people. All right. Everything is proceeding as I've foreseen. Or everything is proceeding as I have foreseen.
That's gotta be Palpatine.
That is Palpatine. You are
just
correct.
Because I feel like the use of language and words there is beyond what Trump could muster. So I'm going to go with Palpatine on that one.
Okay. You got that one correct. So that's yes. 1 point for you. all right. Wipe them out. All of them. Or wipe them out. All of them.
I'm going Trump. You know, it just sounds right.
That is Palpatine.
Well, I mean, I guess you'd have to think about what he was talking about. Like, as much as I don't maybe agree with some of the things that Trump says, I don't think he's ever just called for wiping out a group of people. So that's probably was a safe bet that it was Palpatine.
Fair enough. Bad. All right. All right. Next one is torture works. Believe me, it works. Or torture works. Believe me, it works.
That sounds very Trump-esque. He loves to repeat himself, and his evidence is just him saying the thing again.
Fair enough. That is Trump.
Okay. All right. Well, good.
All right.
That's 2 points. Yes.
2 points out of three so far. I don't know what you get. Oh, you get the trophy again if you if you win. Okay. I don't know what defines winning at this point. Yeah. All right. Everything that has transpired has done so according to my design. Or everything that has transpired has done so according to my design.
I have to go with Palpatine on that one.
That is correct. That is Palpatine.
I think the overall content and message is similar between the two, but just the way he delivers it and the writing is better.
That's true. That's true. All right. Nobody knows the system better than me. Nobody knows the system better than me.
That's Trump. It's got to be Trump.
That is Trump.
And my favorite thing is that your impression of Trump is horrible, but your impression of Trump of Alec Baldwin doing Trump is actually pretty good.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Well, because I can't. You're fired. No, I can't. I can't do New Yorker. I can't. Yeah. But I can do like bad Trump impersonations. All right. This is a long one. More than 2,000 years ago, a brilliant star shone in the east. Wise man traveled far, far afield. Or more than 2,000 years ago, a brilliant star shone in the east. Wise man traveled far, far afield.
I'm going with Trump on that one.
You're correct. Ding. All right. moving forward.
This is hilarious. Oh, man.
I will make it legal. Or I will make it legal.
It sounds decidedly Trump. I'm going Trump again.
That is Palpatine.
Ah, dang it. It's just so convincing when you do the Trump thing.
Yeah, I found that the shorter the quotes are, the more it is confusing. How about I am the Senate? Or I am the Senate.
Gosh, he just has such a... He so does not understand how politics work in America that I want to say Trump.
That is also Palpatine.
I should have known that. Okay, well, all
right, so you've missed three.
We'll check back in after the election, see how we feel about that.
4, 5. So you have 5 correct, missed 3.
Ugh.
9, 10, 11. I guess I have 11 prepared, if I'm counting correctly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess let's say you can only miss three and still win? Three.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Eight out of 11? Seven out of 11? What? All right. I will give you everything. I'm the only one. I will give you everything. I'm the only one.
Boy. Trump.
You're correct.
Yes.
All right. Two left. There is no mercy. Or there is no mercy.
Palpatine.
You are correct. And last one.
Clutch.
You need this one to win. Trade wars are good and easy to win. Trade wars are good and easy to win.
Oh, man, this is a really hard one to finish with. Trump.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yes, but I could easily see Palpatine saying that.
Right?
Just throwing that out there.
Well, especially because the prequels were about trade wars and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So before we finish out today, I just wanted to let everyone know that we have possibly a little thing cooking for December, but we need you to help us out. If you go to our website, namely90s.com, you will find a link to a Google document where you can submit something for us. So we'd like your input on what 90s TV show episodes, Christmas specials, if you will. It doesn't have to be a special, it just has to be an episode themed around the holidays that you would want us to watch, either good, bad, horrible, you know, your choice. And that's going to be open from now until Thanksgiving.
Later. Yeah.
Yeah. Because we do need some time to prep the episodes and hunt them down and watch them. So, if you have any 90s memories of Christmas stuff that you think we should watch. Now, we were talking about TV episodes, not movies, because Andrew's not have time to watch movies.
Who has the time?
We would appreciate that. And, send it our way. You could also hit us on our Twitters. At namely90s with a 90s, or find us on our personal accounts at bshwitty and at namelyandrew, and tell us what you want us to talk about on future episodes. You could also contact us through our website, like I said, namely90s.com. Please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, Pen 15 Club, Deezer, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and wherever you get your podcasts at. That's it for this week's edition of Namely90s. Remember, you can find new episodes out every Monday. I'm Brandon, that's Andrew, and we will catch you next time.